Hi, this is Anna Grunewald. Welcome to the Fantastic Four podcast. I'm here with Abby Workington, Liv Lostordo, and Mariah Arnett. The pieces of literature we have chosen are Where Is Here by Joyce Carol Oates, Why Do Some Brains Enjoy Fear by Allegra Ringo, and Wendigo by Louise Erdich. We will be talking about how a sense of uncertainty helps to create an atmosphere of fear in literature. Make sure to listen to the whole podcast. Today's going to be a good one. And here's Abby to start us off.
The short story, Where Is Here? By Joyce Carol Oates, is about a family living in an ordinary house when they see a random man walking outside their house. The dad invites him in, and when the man enters, he says this was his old house from when he was little. As the man is walking around, he gets really emotional and doesn't want to leave. Early on in the story, Oates presents the mom as worried and paranoid towards the strange man. On page 70, paragraph 3, the mother states, "He could be anyone after all. Any kind of thief or mentally disturbed person or even a murderer. Ringing our doorbell like that with no warning and you don't even know what he looks like." This causes uncertainty because no one knows who this man is and could cause harm towards the family. It makes it more strange because the father willingly lets this stranger in their house. The uncertainty shown in the short story causes fear because of the potential danger. The family has no way in knowing what this man could do to him. Now here's Liv Lostordo with the article, Why Do Some Brains Enjoy Fear?
Yay!
The article, Why Do Some Brains Enjoy Fear? By Allegra Ringo is explaining the basic facts and evidence of how we react and feel after being scared. Ringo explains that a person can have two reactions to being scared. First, a natural high from the fight or flight response, and second, she explains how new research from David Zald shows how everyone differs in chemical response. Therefore, those whose dopamine isn't as strong tend to like being scared less. Allegra also explains how knowing that you are in a safe space is a safer environment to be scared because your brain has time to process the fact that what is scaring you is not actually a real threat. On page 92, paragraph 3, Ringo states, "Some people's brains lack what Zald describes as brakes on the dopamine release and reuptake in the brain. The release of dopamine also releases fear. Therefore, with that fear, you are uncertain of what's going to happen to you next, which creates more fear." Now here's Mariah Arnett with the poem Wendigo.
The poem Wendigo by Louise Erdrich is about a child who is spending a normal day playing at his house near the woods. The wind calls him to the woods and asks for the child to touch him, like the wind is brushing past the child. The wind calls out for the child. On page 108, line 10, the wind says, "New one, I have come for you. Child, hide and lie still." This causes uncertainty because a random sound is calling for the child. The reader feels uncertainty because although the author uses a lot of descriptive language, there is not a lot of information of why the wind is drawing the child into the woods. It causes questions and leaves the reader wanting to know more about the child and wind's reaction. Now back to you, Anna.
To conclude, in literature, especially Where Is Here, Why Some Brains Enjoy Fear, and Wendigo, A sense of uncertainty helps to create an atmosphere of fear. This is through the use of figurative language and detail. The short story, Where Is Here? By Joyce Carol Oates highlights the uncertainty and danger that lurks below the surface of everyday life. In the article, Why Do Some Brains Enjoy Fear? By Allegra Ringo shows that the brain releases chemicals when scared because of uncertainties. Also, in the poem by Louise Erdich, Wendigo creates uncertainty by not giving enough description on the child and Wind's reaction. Thanks for listening. Make sure to tune in next week for our weekly podcasts. Peace out from the Fantastic Four.